This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 11/24/2023. Patient's last name is Escobar, first name is Jimena, date of birth 9/16/2010. Patient is a 13-year-old female who presents for follow-up regarding emergency room visit. Patient was diagnosed with influenza and she's been on Tamiflu. Currently denies any acute symptoms. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. Denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient complains of occasional cough without any shortness of breath. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed. She's alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs. Allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 95.2 pounds, O2 saturation 100%, blood pressure 98 over 66, pulse is 69, respiration 18, temperature 97.6. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain or erythema, oral mucosa pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, patient tested positive today for influenza A, a mother instructed for child to continue current dose of Tamiflu and to return to clinic in 3 days for retesting and for the evaluation. Next patient, last name is Vivas, first name is Gilberto. Date of birth is 1/22/1930. Date of service is 11/24/2023. Patient presents today is a 93-year-old who presents for ER follow-up and wound care regarding the sacral abscess. No acute symptoms reported. View of systems, HEENT, ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient has open wound over the sacral area. Denies any active discharge from the wound. Denies any pain. Musculoskeletal, no joint pain, no joint swelling reported. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 143.2 pounds, O2 saturation 96%, blood pressure 141 over 65, pulse is 71, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Physical exam, HEENT, ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, with the exception of open wound of about 3 centimeters in length. No wound is fairly superficial. Sterile wound care performed over the affected area with occlusive dressing in place. Patient tolerated procedure well, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient to return to clinic in 4 days for wound care evaluation. Home care of the wound was encouraged. And proper cleanliness after each voiding or any bowel movement. No prescription given for this visit. Diagnosis, open wound, sacral wound, ER follow-up, and wound care. Next patient, last name is Vivas. Oh, I'm sorry, no, disregard that. Next patient, last name is Hawkins. First name is Jason. Mr. Jason is a 50-year-old male with date of birth of 1-9-1973, date of service 11-24-2023. Patient presents for follow-up regarding suboxone and also medication refill. He denies any acute distress via the sign. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no air pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 129.6 pounds, O2 saturation 100%, blood pressure, blood pressure is 115 over 79, pulse is 82, respiration 18, temperature 98.5. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs stands 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient was given prescription for suboxone, 8 over 2 sublingual film, 1 sublingual film TID times 30 days, quantity 90, follow-up scheduled for 1 month. Diagnosis, opioid use disorder, and prescription refill. Next patient, last name is Gramillo, G-R-A-M-I-L-L-O. His first name is Jesus. Date of birth is 12-2-1936. Date of service was 11-24-2023. Patient is a 86-year-old male who presents with complaint of runny nose, cough, congestion for about 3 days. Denies any fever. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, patient complained of nasal congestion, denies any ear pain or ear discharge, patient has hearing aid in both ears, denies any sore throat or painful swallowing, complain of sinus pressure and sinus drainage. Eyes, patient denies any blood vision or eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient complains of cough and congestion. This cough is intermittent, not persistent. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient denies any, has no known drug allergies. Weight is 165.4 pounds. O2 saturation 98%. Blood pressure 113 over 67. Pulse is 92. Respiration 18. Temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT. PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygray, no erythema, point tenderness noted to frontal and maxillary sinuses, nasal mucosa occluded with mucus, some evidence of erythema also noted in the nares. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm. No murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally. No wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft. Bowel signs 4 active. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3. No deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry. No lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities. No deficit noted. Patient's diagnosis, acute sinusitis, allergic rhinitis. Patient was given injection of Rocephin 1 gram, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM, both were well tolerated. Prescription given for fluticasone propionate nasal, 50 micrograms, 2 sprays in each nostril, daily quantity 1 unit, augmenting 875 over 125 milligrams, 1 POBID times 10 days, quantity 20. Cetirizine, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily, quantity 30. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 week or as needed. Next patient, last name is Zamorano. Zamorano, first name is Angelique. Date of birth is 10-24-2012. Date of service, 11-24-2023. Patient is 11 years old, female, who presents for follow-up regarding runny nose and cough. Okay, this is emergency room follow-up. It's influenza follow-up. I'm sorry. Patient's currently taking medications for flu, influenza B. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT. Patient complain of intermittent nasal congestion, denies any air pain or air discharge, denies any sore throat on painful swallowing, eyes patient denies any blood vision or eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough, GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin patient denies any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling, physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 152.8 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 111 over 71, pulse is 98, respiration 18, temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested negative for flu. Diagnosis, influenza follow-up, virus syndrome. Patient to continue with current medication and return to clinic only as needed. Next patient, last name is Mondragon, M-O-N-D-R-A-G-O-N. First name is Ozue. Date of birth is 1-1-2014. Date of service 11-24-2023. Patient is 39-year-old male who presents for follow-up regarding emergency room visits, denies any acute distress at this time. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T. E-N-T patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. Denies any sore throat or painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blur vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath. Complain of intermittent cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 128.8 pounds, O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 95/61, pulse is 85, respiration 18, temperature 97.7. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, polygrain or erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart, S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, or times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested negative for flu. Diagnosis, ER follow-up, influenza, virus syndrome. Patient to continue current medication and return to clinic as needed. Next patient, last name is Zuniga, first name is Victoria, date of birth is 2/16/2023, patient date of service is 11/24/2023, patient is a 9-month-old female who presents for emergency room follow-up. According to parents, she's still taking some medication at this time for bronchiolitis. There are no fever reported. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T. According to parents, patient still has some nasal discharge with some pulling of the left ear. Denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. No report of eyes, no report of any blood vision or eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough, GI, no report of any nausea, no vomiting or diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child makes good eye contact with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, no report of any drug allergies, weight is 19 pounds, pulse is 112, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, nasal mucosa, slightly erythematous and moist. Tympanic membrane to the left is erythematous, no active exudate noted. Tympanic membrane to the right is polygray, no erythema noted. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs, few crackles on respiratory wheezes, audible over bilateral lung fields. Abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, makes good eye contact, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, bronchiolitis, emergency room follow-up. Left acute otitis media. Patient to continue current medication and return to clinic in 3 days. Thank you.